joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your Car Accident Radio Channel. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident journey, and you never need to travel this path alone. Read, watch, or listen with me, Estra, at any time. Today's episode is Winter Car Collision. Although we've hardly been into the winter season, there have been multiple car crashes with rain, snow, icy roads, and floods. A few helpful ideas may make this time of year safer when faced with harsh weather patterns. Statistics discussed today are from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, known as NHTSA. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this January 14th, 2015, from Seattle, Washington, USA. Today's subjects will be winter vehicle maintenance, personalized emergency kits, winter rain, storm, snow, cold and icy roads. We'll also mention a bit about construction, car accident, and miscellaneous road challenges. There is nothing more surprising than driving in decent weather, which immediately turns bad. Visibility can be less than the front end of your car. Rain downpours can add up to inches quickly, making driving on the roads nearly impossible. Frozen roads can mean slips and slides, leading drivers off the streets. When running into bad weather, the possibility of disastrous situations becomes more probable. The NHTSA estimates that over 1.3 million weather-related accidents happen a year. Most people are used to daily routines and expectations are set to this standard. However, every day is not always the same, especially when experiencing unfamiliar weather patterns. Reactions are anywhere from panic to calm, from freezing to overreacting. Information is invaluable in helping to make better decisions when you find yourself in a difficult winter weather condition. What comes to mind when car accident trouble arises? What have you learned that will help you resolve the issues? Awareness about what to do in different bad weather conditions just might help the outcome of a difficult situation. Let's review options for personalized emergency kits and climate condition environments. Preparing vehicles is one of the first steps in winter preparation. Many people experience car maintenance issues at the time of weather changes, especially when coming from hot to cold weather. Therefore, be sure to complete any needed repairs before a change in climate. Financially, for some, this may not be possible, so do your best with the available resources. Be sure, though, to check fluid levels, windshield wiper blades, or belts or chains underneath the hood. A well-maintained car means less surprises and a longer vehicle life, typically. Simple maintenance can be done by most people with review of videos or written instructions. This might save time and money and help you to become familiar with your car. So evaluate if this option will work for you. Different geographical areas require unique items to carry in cars for your personalized emergency kit. Yet some common items are flashlights, electrical tape, candles, matches, blankets, kitty litter, water, food, and jumper cables. The conditions of each vehicle varies, meaning that it's what it's capable of, what it can and cannot do in harsh conditions. And this may also impact how much is needed for winter climate changes. It is a good idea to keep your gas tank at least half full in case of an emergency. We spent over the Christmas holidays several hours waiting in traffic due to a collision. So you never know when you're going to really need that extra gallon or two. A warm car can be beneficial in surviving problems when they arise. In fact, it might not be your problem, but someone else's. Have you spent hours waiting on the freeway due to a traffic collision? Be informed and ready for what might come your way typically. The most important thing is to be ready to overcome obstacles. Create an emergency safety kit for you, family, or friends who might be passengers in your car. This uniquely designed kit by you will include items that may not be available with standard kits, but necessary in your particular circumstances. Seattle is known for its rainy weather. Fortunately, this has taught many people to drive safely on wet pavements and on downpours. Precipitation ranges from light to heavy. There are still accidents during rainy weather, along with mudslides and flooding. The NHTSA reports that wet pavement nationally causes an average of 960,000 car accidents a year, with another 600,000 while raining. Checking your tires prior to bad weather can help traction, along with checking tire air pressure. Do you know what the air pressure should be in your tires? Do you know how to check it with a tire gauge? Do you know how to put air in your tires? Or do you have a place where you can regularly get them checked and along with your fluids? These may be two of the most important things you can do for your vehicle and for your protection. Adjusting speed and distance may help you avoid a collision, which could take years to recover. Don't be one of those people who say, "If only I would have slowed down or done something different." Those are situations you could change. Yet there are many circumstances that are not foreseen, and there was nothing that could be done. So if it happens to be you, don't beat yourself up for those current circumstances. This is why you have an auto insurance or employer ERISA policy. Hopefully they will support you through difficulties, and your payments to these corporations have not been in vain. Keeping a copy of Car Accident by Estra also in your vehicle provides a checklist in the back of the book, along with additional information and support, which is great to review before a crisis. But if in one, it'll also be of help. So be sure to pick up a copy and store one in your vehicle. There is nothing more beautiful than to look out of a window while nestled close to a warm fire and see the glistening snow. In safety of a comfortable place, this situation is quite picturesque. When viewing it from the perspective of being out in a car, poor visibility, low temperatures, and deep inches of snow, your perspective certainly changes. Let's hope your clothing is appropriate for the bad weather. According to NHTSA, around 200,000 accidents occur in the snow each year. Snow can turn to ice below the surface, causing more driving problems. When in this environment, take your time and allow a lot of room. I repeat that, a lot of room for the cars in front or behind you, because this can make a difference between coming to a safe stop or colliding with those cars. In snowstorms, many times we hear about multiple car collisions, and this is one of the main reasons to allow ample space between you and whatever might surround you, including cars. For many, it's difficult to overcome a feeling of being out of control when a vehicle slips and slides in the snow, and learning self-correcting methods to help build confidence in these stressful situations and exactly how to bring your car back to a safe position is really important. If you are fortunate to live in a place where all four seasons are present yearly, be sure to take this opportunity to learn how to drive in all these conditions. In fact, remember to prepare your teenage drivers, too. Black ice is one of the scariest things one can encounter. It hits unexpectedly, providing little time to react, and there still is no guarantee where you are going to end up. A second can seem like it lasts an hour. Although most communities have government entities which go out and clean up the snow, put down gravel and other items to keep our roads safe, they cannot protect every road. One is never so thankful when this situation ends, especially when it ends up safe. Make sure to take a moment to gather your wits if you find yourself in shock from an experience. Instincts usually kick in. Many react in ways that are sometimes unpredictable. NHTSA estimates 150,000 icy pavement accidents happen each year. Cold, freezing temperatures mean low speeds, even when the roads look safe. Allow extra time to reach your destination. The key is to get there in one piece. Drivers get used to routines when going to work, home, or other regular places. When construction is on the way to your destination, sometimes one does not realize change, or perhaps the construction signs or placement is not clear enough for you to understand. Unfortunately, construction workers are put at risk and are struck by drivers. Therefore, use extra caution when coming up on road work. Remember, although you may drive these roads daily, it does not mean they will always remain the same. Use good judgment to protect you and those workers. Car accidents also create traffic delays for hours, depending on the seriousness and how much space is available for cars to pass. Again, use caution because other drivers may not always make the same decisions when choosing which path to follow. There are many opportunities for the unexpected to come up while facing winter conditions. Adding fog to the other bad weather can make the situation worse. Fog alone, according to the NHTSA, averages 31,000 car collisions a year. The important key to remember is that bad weather conditions when driving requires patience, awareness, and low speeds. It's all about living another day, not only for you, but the other drivers. Taking care of each other while on the road makes a difference of a good day staying that way rather than turning into a bad one. Keep life moving forward without the stoplights of a collision. It's not worth it. The time and energy spent can be far better used. Here are a few statistics by the NHTSA which might be valuable. Weather-related car accidents are estimated again to be 1.3 million yearly, and that's about 23% of collisions with the same time period. Approximately 480,000 injuries occur with these car wrecks. And also within that 1.3 million, approximately 6,000 people lose their lives every year. What does this all mean? From my perspective, it means many people take for granted getting into their cars and going to their destinations every single day. And this is a good thing because, for the most part, it speaks to the reliability of our transportation system, and for the most part, we are attentive drivers. It's those times when distractions or unexpected events come into full view, and anything each of us can do to prevent a collision, even in the worst of bad weather, means someone gets to live another day, has no injuries, or doesn't have to deal with insurance companies for collision. From my perspective, this means it's a great day. So consider when getting behind the wheel, what your capabilities are and how you can be safe and keep others this way too. But if in a collision, recognize there are just in this category alone 1.3 million wrecks. So stay strong. Let me walk with you through this journey. Read my book, Car Accident by Estra. Get the calendar or documentation and let's move forward together. you can make it through whatever you might have to face, as long as you don't give up and become overwhelmed by harassment and intimidation by insurance companies. Stay warm this winter and stay safe.